News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall, ready to take you into the byways of human experience and sometimes even beyond. We are, after all, mysteries to each other. I control what I do, but not what I think. And every once in a while, what a person thinks rises to the surface and comes out, and then there's the devil to pay. Meaning, of course, that you have to pay him for whatever evil deed you have done. Not always. Sometimes evil goes unpunished. Evil and misfortune, however, are linked, as a young Miami stockbroker, William Davis, found out.
I don't know what happened to the bonds, Mrs. Paul, but I didn't steal them.
Then who did, William?
Nobody. There's nobody in the office who'd steal your bonds. They've just been mislaid.
Oh, you don't believe that. They were stolen. And somebody's got $100,000. The blame is yours, young man. You are the goat.
Our mystery drama, Two Motives for Murder, was written especially for Mystery Theater by Roy Windsor and stars Don Scardino. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sign-Off, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Once upon a time, there was a couple with entirely different tastes. One liked exotic things.
I'll have a banana split with chicken livers.
While the other was practical and down to earth.
American cheese on white.
Invariably, the exotic things she liked, he hated.
Oh, look at this, a corduroy rug. Don't you just love it?
No.
And the practical things he liked, she loathed.
I love it.
I hate it.
This went on at length until one day, after disagreeing on how to get there...
It's a right.
Left.
They went to a Buick dealer and were invited to inspect a Buick Skyhawk. She found the low, lean styling and things like the bucket seats and standard four-speed manual transmission exciting and exotic.
Oh, it's so exciting and exotic.
While he found the V6 engine, the practical hatchback, very down-to-earth.
Oh, how practical and down-to-earth.
Unfortunately, while they agreed on a Skyhawk, they couldn't agree on which Skyhawk.
Air conditioning.
Heater.
White walls.
Black walls.
Home wheels.
Hubcaps.
I want a stereo. We have a radio at home.
Buick Skyhawk. It's exotic. It's practical. It's a little Buick for everybody.
I'll drive.
I'll drive.
No, I'll drive.
I'll drive.
I'm driving.
Northwest Federal presents some sound ideas for saving. Hear anything you like? You've just been listening to the sounds of some nice sounding gifts. Gifts you can get free or for special low prices when you deposit $250 or more at any Northwest Federal Savings Center. You'll find everything from a nice-sounding pair of True Temper pruning shears to Sunbeam's Great American Popcorn Machine. Just to name a few of the over 30 gifts you should see and hear for yourself. Take advantage of this sound offer from Northwest Federal Savings. A sound place to save. Soon.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time. 63 hours a week.
Like a ship on a calm sea, life sails on an even keel. Until a wind comes up or destiny turns you upside down. The ship is driven off course, and you are so beset that your life is completely changed. You may recover from a loss or an injury, but you won't forget them. And so you are changed. A person who is prejudiced can become tolerant. Another who loses his security learns what survival means. And an escape from death makes life very precious.
Upset? Of course I'm upset. What kind of word is...
Don't yell at me. I didn't steal the bonds.
Steal?
Will you stop repeating my words?
The way you say it, you think I stole them. Are you crazy, Carol?
All I know is that you handled dear old Fanny's account and some of her bonds have disappeared. So?
Well, Mrs. Paul gave me an order to sell $100,000 of her negotiable bonds. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
I had the bonds on my desk. When I came to deliver it to our man at the exchange, they were gone. That's it.
Well, then what happened?
I panicked. Old Fanny's a family friend. She gave me her account, and I handle her portfolio, and it's a big one, over $1 million.
Have you told her?
Well, how could I, Carol?
You think they were stolen?
No. Who'd be crazy enough to do a thing like that?
But just say they were stolen. What happens then?
Well, the bonds were assigned to the brokerage. I have Fanny's authorization to sell them and to send her a check for the money.
Yes, but if the bonds are assigned to your brokerage, a check for the money would be made out to your company, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's the way it works. But if negotiable bonds are stolen, a clever person could claim to be Mrs. Paul, fake her identity, and get the money.
Well, have you told your boss?
Yeah.
And?
Mr. Wall's a very calm guy. He said to relax. We talk it over tomorrow.
And if the bonds are really gone, Bill?
That's it, baby. I'm finished as a stockbroker.
But what about the $100,000?
Well, the brokerage will pay Mrs. Paul and take the loss. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. They take the loss and try to collect from you.
Ha, ha, ha.
And we've got $720 in savings. You know, that's pretty good.
I know you're trying to calm me down, and I love you, but this is serious, Carol. I didn't steal the bonds.
Oh, honey, I know that.
They're lost. Or stolen. Unless they're found, no one will ever trust me.
I will.
Well, that's because you're my darling wife, not a judge and jury.
Sound, Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Wall.
I had Evelyn bring in 2 cups of coffee.
Oh, great, thanks.
I spoke to the other partners last night by phone, and they insisted that I ask you the obvious question. You'll resent it, but did you steal Mrs. Paul's negotiable bonds? No, of course not. Forgive me for asking.
There's nobody here who'd steal from the customers, Mr. Wall. The bonds were mislaid. I've got to believe that.
How could that happen, Bill?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty careful if I do say so. I had the bonds, and then I didn't.
Or could they have been lifted? Were you away from your desk?
Oh, only for a few minutes. Well, when Evelyn said you wanted to see me.
Oh, yes, I remember. Well, it's a nasty situation. I don't want it to get to the papers. We'll turn the office upside down this morning and try to find them.
What about me?
Nobody thinks you stole the bonds, Bill. Just go about your business in a normal way.
I'll try. What about Mrs. Paul? She's a family friend, you know, and...
All right, I'll tell her. You might do that today. You can assure her that her $100,000 is safe. The firm will make it good.
What happens to me if the bonds don't turn up, Mr. Wall?
If I have my way, you'll stay on. Mrs. Paul has a big portfolio, and you're her fair-haired boy.
Yeah, I won't be after she learns what's happened.
Well, with all her money, she won't lose, Bill. Now, I'd like to have you stay with us. I don't know about the other partners, and I only have one vote. Well, we can talk about it later.
Yes, sir.
Tell you what, how about coming out on my yacht tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. That's very kind, Mr. Wall.
Oh, Bill, you're tied up in knots. You've got to relax. A day on the water will do you good. I'm playing golf in the morning, so meet me at the marina about 3:00. And bring Carol if she'd like to come along.
Gracious me.
I don't know what more to say, Mrs. Paul.
I wonder who's got the sticky fingers.
Oh, I'd forget that idea, Mrs. Paul. The bonds are lost. But maybe they fell into a wastebasket and were thrown out.
Oh, you don't believe that, William. You're a meticulous young man.
Well,
I didn't put you in charge of my portfolio just because of family friendship, young man. I'm not a sentimental old fool. You know your business, and your advice has been sound. Best I've had.
Oh, thank you.
Wastebasket. Fiddle. Those bonds didn't fall into a wastebasket and get thrown out. Somebody's got them. Stole them. And you've been chosen to look like the thief.
But I just can't believe that.
What about that oily Mr. Warhol?
Oh, God. He's not oily.
Don't tell me that. He fawns over me. He knows I don't like him. But he likes my business. Oh, he's a hypocrite.
Well, he's being very kind about the missing bonds. He invited me and Carol for a sale tomorrow afternoon.
And you're going?
Sure.
Well, Carol won't go.
Why not?
Because your dear and pretty young wife can tell the difference between a four-flusher and an aristocrat. Why is he taking you for a sail?
Well, to talk things over. My job...
Don't worry about it, William. If you're blamed for somebody else's skullduggery, I'll switch my account.
What? No, that's... Well, that's coercion, Mrs. Paul.
No. Power, young man. I may be a skinny old lady, but I've got a million-dollar punch.
Sit down. Relax, Bill. Oh, this is Frank Turner.
Yeah. Hello, Bill Davis.
My pleasure.
Frank's a Broadway producer.
Oh.
You heard of Aladdin's Court, the musical?
Oh, sure. That's a big hit.
I've had as big flops as Bert knows. They cost him a lot of money, huh?
A few shows win, a few lose. We've done all right.
Well, I can see that, Mr. Wall. The Pelican is a beautiful yacht.
Not bad. Can sleep six. This cabin is comfortable. Air-conditioned. Ah, what about a drink?
I'll mix them, Bert.
Good. Gin and tonic for me. That suit you, Bill?
Fine.
I'll make that too, Frank, and ask the mate for the snacks, okay?
Sure, I won't be long. Gin and tonic and snacks.
I spoke to the partners, Bill.
Oh, bad?
I'm afraid so.
Well, that was to be expected, I guess.
Well, they don't accuse you.
They better not.
No, certainly not. But the bonds are missing. And there'll always be those who think you took them.
Next, you'll tell me that the company holds me responsible for their loss of $100,000.
Well, we did sustain that loss.
I'll fight it. I'll ask my brother to recommend a lawyer. You'll hear from him. Oh, and you'll also hear from Mrs. Paul.
Oh, yes, that's right. You were going to speak to her, weren't you?
I did. She doesn't think I stole her bonds, and she doesn't believe that it was accidentally thrown out with the trash. She thinks they were stolen.
I told you, Bill, that's what everyone will think.
She suggested that maybe you took them.
What? I'll sue her for saying that.
Well, you'll have your chance. You'll hear from her if you fire me, and you have. And she will switch brokers.
What? But her portfolio...
Here are drinks. Snacks coming up. Anything wrong here?
Oh, no, nothing, Frank. That business problem I told you about.
Oh, yeah. Well, can we forget it and enjoy ourselves? Well, here you are, Bill. Oh,
thank you.
Bert, could I see you for a minute?
No, sure. Hey, excuse me, Bill. Oh,
of course. Take your time. It's nice in here.
Set up.
How long?
Oh, 5-10 minutes. Be out far enough, huh?
Just about. We'll wait till it's completely dark. Then we'll take care of him. That's done. He's overboard.
Yeah. You think the captain and the mate saw anything?
They keep their eyes on the bow.
So a guy could fall overboard and there'd be no wiser.
It's not uncommon.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's that up there to starboard? Tanker?
Looks like it.
You don't think?
No, not a chance. And the water's full of sharks. All right, come on below.
Yeah. Now we better wash out his glass.
I'm grateful for your help, friend.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll have the money for you in a week or so.
Yes, the sooner the better. You know, I took a bath on that last production. You owe me quite a chunk.
You'll get it.
Now, how do you report a thing like this?
There's nothing to it. Guy's stolen $100,000 of negotiable bonds. He knows he'll be exposed. Jumps overboard. No problem.
If you say so.
I do. Now, come on, let's relax. As I told Davis, there's nothing quite as relaxing as a sail on a yacht.
There are three all-powerful evils: lust, anger, and greed. That was written 400 years ago by a wise man from India. Greed clearly is the motive that has driven Mr. Wall to dispose of Bill Davis. The man needed money. Bankrupt, he would topple from his position of respect. Even worse, probably, he would lose his self-esteem. For a pretentious man, that would be intolerable. More when I return shortly with Act Two.
I'm talking to Susan Handelman about Freedent, the great-tasting chewing gum that won't stick to most dental work. Mrs. Handelman, what do you like best about Freedent?
Best? Well, it's got to be the fact that Freedent doesn't stick to my caps. It's just amazing. It really does what they say.
What about Freedent's taste?
Oh, it's delicious. I wasn't expecting Freedent to taste as good as regular gum, but it really does.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice, refreshing taste. And you know something?
What's that?
Because I've been chewing Freedent, my whole family's tried it. And none of them have a sticking problem but me. Well, they just like the taste.
Would you recommend Freedent?
Oh, I sure would. Well, that's how I found out about it. My neighbor brought some over one day and told me about how great it was. I tried Freedent, it didn't stick, and I liked the taste. So now I've been recommending it to everybody.
Well, thanks very much for your time, Mrs. Handelman. Feel free to chew Freedent in both spearmint and peppermint flavors. It won't stick to most dental work. Freedent from Wrigley's.
If you need a muffler, now you can Midas-size your car in over 800 Midas shops in the United States.
I got Midas-sized in Topeka, Kansas. It goes to prove you're never too old.
I got Midas-sized in Brooklyn, New York. Words alone cannot express my satisfaction.
Once we Midas-size your car, you'll never have to buy a muffler for it again. Because at Midas, if anything ever goes wrong, we guarantee to replace the muffler free for as long as you own your American-made car. Noisy muffler? Don't compromise. Midas-size at Midas.
I got Midas-sized in Waco, Texas. You never seen a muffler that size before.
The next time you hear that noise, don't compromise. Midas-size.
In case you didn't know, the 41 Chicagoland Midas dealers can install mufflers on most foreign cars with the same expertise with which they've been installing mufflers on American cars for the past 20 years.
When Browning wrote that a man's reach should exceed his grasp, what he meant was that each of us should reach beyond what we can get our hands on. It has nothing to do with greed. The poet wanted every man to grow in wisdom, to reach for understanding, not to grasp for material things, often at the expense of others. That is not Mr. Wall's philosophy. He is in debt, and he is an ambitious man. Remember that tanker looming dark in the night? Well, aboard it, several hours later...
What's your name?
What? Who are you?
Captain Olson. We found you floating half dead 5 miles off the Florida coast.
I was?
I've notified New Orleans. The police will question you there.
Where am I?
On the Delta Queen, oil tanker out of Charlotte.
And you found me floating out at sea?
That's right. Your boat go down?
No, I don't think so.
You could have, if the others were doped up like you.
Huh?
Doctor says you were doped up. I thought you was drunk. He says no. You got to have respect for the ocean, young man.
I do.
Waters around here full of sharks.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for rescuing me, Captain.
Well, who are you? When we picked you up, your jacket was gone.
Can I send a radiogram to tell my brother I'm safe?
Well, sure. I still don't know who you are or what happened. I got to report it.
I'm Al Faber. I'd like to notify my stepbrother, Stanley Davis, so he won't worry.
Just write it out and I'll send it. Or give it to me now. Who are you with? Whose boat was it?
I still feel so goofy. I can't remember.
Yeah? Well, if the boat didn't go down, the owner will report you missing. You tell kind of a funny story, young man.
Well, it may sound funny, but believe me, I don't know what happened. Send the radiogram or telephone the shore and have someone notify my stepbrother. He'll be worried stiff.
Okay. Well, let's have it. Go slow now.
It goes to Stanley Davis, 1516 Palm Circle, Miami.
Okay. Go on.
Picked up by Delta Queen. Docks New Orleans. Pier... Where and when do you dock, Captain?
Monday morning, Pier 23.
Good. Would you write that in, please?
Anything else?
Yeah. Meet me for police questioning. Tell Fanny not to worry. Love to Carol. Signed, Al Faber. F-A-B-E-R.
All right, I got it. You want some grub?
Oh, if it's not too much trouble, thank you.
I'll see that you get some. Funny you remember them names and addresses and you don't know who took you for a boat ride.
Well, maybe I don't want to remember.
Like that, huh?
Could be, Captain.
Bill? Bill?
Hello, Carol.
Oh, Stan. Oh, Stan. I heard on the late news. Mr. Wall and the Frank Turner. Wall was shaking when he... Tell what happened.
Carol, listen to me. Bill is alive.
Now,
control yourself, Carol.
Bill's alive.
Close the door.
But I heard...
Now, be quiet, Carol. Just listen to me.
Bill didn't fall overboard.
No. Look at this radiogram.
Who's Al Faber?
Oh, don't be silly, honey. That's from Bill.
Bill? Why did he use the name Al Faber?
Because he must be in danger. Oh, he didn't fall overboard. Someone tried to feed him to the fishes.
What?
I don't know why. Carol, was Bill in some kind of trouble?
Missing bonds. $100,000 worth. They belong to Fanny Paul. And the office thinks Bill stole them.
I see. And Wall is a member of the firm.
Partner.
Well, it's pretty simple, isn't it? Wall steals the negotiable bonds and makes it appear that Bill stole them. And then, regretting what he'd done, he was supposed to have committed suicide. Wall is the bird I want, Carol.
I'm going to New Orleans.
Now, wait a minute, not so fast. You're going to do what Uncle Stan tells you to do. You got it?
Well, but Bill...
Bill is all right, and you're all right, honey. Now, let's keep it that way. You're the young, grief-stricken widow. All you know is your husband jumped from the ship. You don't believe he's a thief. And you know nothing about the missing bonds.
Oh, all right, Stan. But you said Bill's still in danger.
Oh, if Burton Wall knows Bill's alive, he'll hire somebody to murder him. Wall tried once, he'd try again. He stole those bonds and he intends to cash them in.
But what are you going to do?
Well, tomorrow's Saturday. I'm going to fly to New Orleans and huddle with the police. I need their cooperation. You're not going to hear from me or Bill until you see us. So can you keep quiet, Len?
Sure, Stan. What about Mrs. Paul?
Well, I'm going there now. She's an old friend of the family's.
Well, she knows Bill didn't steal her bonds.
I'll prove it to her somehow. Good night. Fanny, just listen to my news. Bill was taken for a boat ride by Mr. Wall, all right. But he was rescued by a tanker heading for New Orleans.
Oh, good heavens. Come in. Close the door.
All right. Now, look, I won't stay a minute. Carol wanted you to know. She'll be mum, and you must, too. There's war and trouble.
Oily hypocrite. I knew he'd stolen the bombs. You'll bring him to justice, Stan.
Bring him to justice? I'll send him to the chair if I can. Now, don't say a word to anyone about Bill being safe.
Would you object to my seeing Wall at his office on Monday?
What for?
I am changing brokers.
I don't know. That could be dangerous if he loses your account.
I am not afraid of him.
Well, I think you should be, but... All right, Fanny, it's up to you.
Of course it is. I never trusted the man. And after attempted murder, I can't stand the thought of him. Give Bill my love.
I'm glad that's over with. Thanks, Stan.
Well, I briefed the police and they agreed to bury the story, but it sure took some persuading. I only had a telegram and the story about the stolen bonds.
But your position...
Well, that helped.
Oh, quite a weekend. Was Carol upset?
Well, of course she was. But don't worry, I calmed her down. Oh, and I spoke to Fanny Paul, too. They're going to keep quiet. All right, now, boy, tell me what happened. Why were you on Wall's yacht?
Well, I was uptight. He said a sail would help me unwind, that's all. There was a guy there named Frank Turner. He left to prepare drinks and...
Yeah, and Wall?
Well, he said I was through and that I owed the firm the money.
That barracuda. All right, Bill, go on.
Well, Turner stayed away for a few minutes, and I was left there.
I share your grief, Carol.
Thank you, Mr. Waugh.
I feel a deep sense of responsibility.
It wasn't your fault. There's no chance that the body...
No. No, I don't think so, Carol. I found the Coast Guard as soon as I discovered that Bill had jumped overboard.
Jumped? Not fallen?
He had a lot on his mind, remember? In my opinion...
Not in mine. Bill would never have committed suicide.
Well, for your sake, I hope the verdict will be accidental death. But you've read what the papers are saying.
Because you were interviewed and said negotiable bonds worth $100,000 were missing.
Well, they are, my dear.
And the implication is that Bill stole them. Well, what happens now? Your firm is out a small fortune.
I suspect that our lawyers may attach Bill's estate.
Insurance and the few $100 I've got in the savings account.
My dear Carol, I've got nothing to do with it. I've said I hope that the verdict will be accidental death.
Because then the insurance will pay double indemnity, is that it?
I came here to say how sorry I am that your husband is dead. Not to listen to your abuse.
You know that Bill didn't steal those bonds. Did you?
If you dare suggest such a sick idea to the news reporters, I'll drag you into court and make you retract your words.
Go ahead. Maybe you'll be there before you know it.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Wishful thinking.
How's the sorrowing widow, Bert? She said I'd stolen the bonds.
Hmm? Shrewd. Based on what?
Who knows? The devil with her.
Well, the newspapers have been digging into Bill Davis's past. He was sort of the all-American boy. There's a lot of feeling that he fell overboard accidentally, that he did jump. But one Shaw reporter wondered if he'd been pushed.
And that interview with Mrs. Paul, that wasn't too good.
Forget chicken neck. It'll soon die down.
Yes, Ellen. Who? Well, sure in. The chicken herself.
I'd better fade.
No. I want you to meet her. Let's hear what she's got to say.
Oh, Mrs. Paul, a pleasure. This is Mr. Turner, Broadway producer, and a good friend of mine.
You'll need a friend after you hear what I've got to say, Mr. Wall.
I beg your pardon?
I'll come to the point. You are no longer my broker.
What? Now, a check for $100,000 is being sent to you today, or you may pick it up if you wish. The stolen bond...
Bill Davis is not a thief.
Very well. He's not a thief. The bonds were lost. An accident. Human error or stupidity. But you've had nothing but praise for our firm.
Not your firm. For William Davis, whose reputation has been destroyed by those interviews you've given to the papers and to the television. And you've slandered his memory by hinting that he jumped overboard to escape prosecution.
Well, I regret...
You never touched those bonds. Did you?
Oh, sure, yeah, I did. They're in my desk drawer. Shall I get them for you?
Do you know something, Mr. Wall? I believe you. But my mind is made up. Without Bill Davis to look after my investments, I shall not do business with you. My lawyer will see to the transfer of my stocks and bonds to another firm. Just be mighty sure that nothing else is missing due to human error. Goodbye.
Why, that miserable old... Frank, I can't lose that business. She's got a few million with us.
Yeah, well, maybe we ought to knock her off.
Makes sense.
Okay. Pay me my money and I'll go back to New York.
Well, you'll have to wait. I can't touch those bonds right now. Maybe if I return them, say we found
them... No. She'd still pull her account.
Yes. Well, you've got to try.
You'd return the bonds?
I have to. If we lose her account, the firm could go under. The publicity would be terrible. I can't allow that.
The old lady doesn't like you, chum. She won't change her mind. And we can't resurrect Bill Davis. Now, I got debts to pay off. You owe a chunk for your share of my last flop.
Well, I can't pay it. I'm in worse trouble than I was in before. All right, go ahead. Sue me. Who doped Bill's drink?
And who threw him overboard?
He fell overboard.
Sure he did, Bert. Sure he did.
Not much is certain in life, but I think you'll agree that given time, wickedness is exposed and destroyed. If we live long enough, we see the wicked for what they are. And that, without doubt, is what appears to be in store for Mr. Burt Wall. But we won't find out until I return with Act 3.
You already know that True Value Hardware Stores are your hand and power tool headquarters. But think of them as your tool care centers, too. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you they offer a complete selection of Saber accessories you need to take care of your hardworking tools. For example, your hardworking chainsaw needs Saber bar and chain lubricant. It minimizes wear on the bar and chain to keep your chainsaw running longer. Or get Saber two-cycle engine oil for your chainsaw or power more. It reduces carbon buildup and increases plug life for top performance. 1/2 pint is just 49 cents. True Value Hardware Stores also offer the Rayco 35-drawer utility cabinet. The enameled steel cabinet contains 35 clear plastic organizer drawers with 30 dividers for taking care of small parts. See the complete selection of Saber accessories, Rayco storage cabinets, at participating True Value Hardware Stores and home centers. True Value, more than just a name, their way of doing business. Tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
WBBM Chicago.
How do you say I love you to a teenager? Oh, believe me, it's not easy.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Steve. You've got to find just the right moment, and so I made this plan.
Dinner's ready, hon.
Coming. Every night at supper, instead of talking about TV or who was going to do the dishes, I whipped out a little compliment like, Cindy, I really like the way your fingernails match.
Oh.
I started off easy. Well, finally, I figured it was time for the big one. Oh, boy, I didn't sleep much the night before, and I practiced all day, and when supper came, my heart was pounding, and my mouth was... was dry, and I should have waited for the right moment, but I was so nervous I just blurted it out. Steve and Cindy, I love you.
George.
I just wanted you to know that. Well, I guess I picked the wrong moment because just then Steve had trouble with his throat and Cindy got something in her eye.
Excuse me.
But you know, even so, things have been different around here lately. If you don't say it, how will they know? If you love them, tell them. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
Greedy folks have long arms, according to an 18th century Scottish proverb, and Mr. Burton Wall is certainly one of those greedy folks. Driven to it, of course, by imprudence, but Mr. Wall gambled that he could steal negotiable bonds and have the blame fall on a man he pushed into the ocean, a man who he claims died from remorse. Well, it hasn't worked out that way, because the ocean gave back the man.
Don't cry, Carol.
Oh, I thought you were dead.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, it must have been awful. Did you just float?
I must have. I don't know. I just remember Captain Olson standing over me when I came to.
Oh, blessed Captain Olson.
Yeah, Carol, what I told you was right. Wall got him aboard the Pelican. He doped his drink and dumped him overboard. Bill would be dead except for the Delta Queen. So that's it. Wall stole the bonds.
And Stan's worked Sunday and today getting information only he could get about Wall. Income tax returns, debts, everything. Wall was desperate.
I want Bill to hide out until I'm ready to have a showdown with Mr. Wall. Late tomorrow, maybe, or Wednesday.
Well, why doesn't Bill just go to the police and tell them what happened?
I can't prove anything, Carol. Wall and Turner say I fell overboard. How can I deny that? I was doped. That's what the ship's doctor said.
Well, you leave it to me, Bill. I know how to stage my meeting with Bert Wall.
Stan told Fanny Paul.
I know. She's something else. I think she should be in on the showdown, Stan.
Yes, I agree. I'm going right over there after I leave here.
Whew. It's all pretty awful, isn't it?
Grotesque.
It happens. Bert Wall's a four-flusher and an evil man. Okay, Bill, keep hidden. I'll be on my way. Remember, you're still lost at sea. Fanny, you could be in danger. Now, I know you said you're not afraid of Wall, but you should be. He's homicidal.
He wouldn't dare try to harm me.
Fanny, he tried to murder Bill. Why shouldn't he murder you to stop you from transferring your account? That's why I want you to pack an overnight bag and...
What?
You're going to spend the night with me and my wife.
Oh, but Stan,
I'm serious, Fanny.
Melodramatic foolishness.
So maybe, but why take a chance?
What's that slippery Mr. Wall got to be afraid of? He thinks Bill's dead.
That's right. And maybe he's confident that he's gotten away with murder, but... And remember, I asked you to wait a few days before blasting him? Your threat has given him a new problem. If you move your account...
Yes. There's something to what you say.
Now, I'm going to face him on Wednesday, maybe even tomorrow afternoon. Until I do, I've got Bill hiding out in his house, and I want you away from yours, so do what I say, Fanny, will you? Now, come on, pack your bag and hurry it up.
She's disappeared.
That's right.
Well, he's got to find her, Frank.
She's gone, I tell you. He went through the old lady's house and it's empty. Lights were on. He said it looked as if she'd packed a bag in a hurry and just left.
What time did he break in?
2 a.m. With the lights on, he was cautious. It's some bad break. You got any idea where she might have gone?
Davis' house, maybe. The families and friends. Fanny Paul was his godmother.
I can't have a hired gun just kill her in broad daylight. Assuming the old lady's with Mrs. Davis. You know, Bert, I think you've had it.
I can find out if she's there.
What's your excuse for calling on Mrs. Davis? Why would you see her after you told her you'd attach the estate?
Because I will tell her the bonds have been found.
So what?
Two things. I'll find out if Mrs. Paul is staying there. And second, well, don't you see? Of course,
It proves that Davis' death was an accident. He didn't steal the bonds because they've been found.
Yeah. Maybe that's worth a try, but if it doesn't work, you might still find out what's happened to the old lady. Okay, I'll take care of the rest. She's got to go home sometime.
Have that man of yours hide out in Fanny Paul's house and be waiting for her.
Now, all this data I've dug up with the help of the IRS and the police proves that he's so far in debt, he's just about bankrupt.
So he decided to steal
Mrs. Paul's $100,000 in my life.
We've got enough to force a confession, I think.
Do you have any doubts, Stan?
Well, it's circumstantial evidence, and that's always tricky. We don't have enough hard, indisputable facts. It could be their word, Walls and Turner's, against yours.
Because I can't prove what's happened to me.
Well, that's right. You were drugged. How do you know you didn't fall overboard?
When are you going to face him, Stan?
Late this afternoon.
Well, I'll be there. I want to see him squirm.
Honey, I'm not so...
Everyone out!
Ask first who it is, Carol.
Yes? Who is it?
Mr. Wall, Carol. I have good news.
It's Bert Wall.
Okay, let him in.
Yes?
May I see you for a moment?
After what you said to me the other day?
That was said without thinking. The firm has no intention of attaching Bill's estate, and there's no need to. The bonds have been found.
Come in. The bonds have been found. Where?
In the office. They slipped behind Evelyn's desk. My secretary, her desk is flush with the wall.
Why did she have the bonds?
Because Bill gave her the bonds in a folder to place in a large envelope to deliver to the transfer agent. You see what this means?
Oh, yes. It means my husband's name is cleared. But he's dead, Mr. Wall.
Yes. And you know how all of us feel about that. Heartsick.
You've destroyed his memory.
Well, I intend to restore it. I'm calling a news conference this afternoon at 6.
Does Mrs. Paul know that you found the bonds?
I don't know where she is. I had a man call on her, but the house was closed and the lights were still on. I only hope she's all right.
Well, why shouldn't she be?
Well, she's an old woman, and accidents happen in houses. At her age, a stroke...
Well, she's fine. Is that all?
Well, yes, that's all I have to say.
Well, I have something to say, Mr. Wall. I am going to sue you and your firm for slander.
Now, really, Mrs. Davis?
Yes, really. Now, get out.
Tell Mrs. Paul that we have her bond.
And you'll still lose her account. Phew.
Why didn't you just kick him in the seat?
That Uriah Heep.
Mealy-mouth bigot.
Now, wait a minute. He's calling in the press at 6, huh? All right, let's pay him our visit at 5. And then they'll have a real story to tell.
You run along, Stan. I'll change
and... Oh, no, I'm coming in.
Oh, foolishness.
My business, you can't trust anyone, Fanny.
Well, come on in, then. But goodness, what an unpleasant kind of job you have.
Well, all of us need a watchdog.
Oh,
now, just don't argue with me. Wait a minute. Let me go in first.
What? Gracious. You have a gun.
All right, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Close the door. Let me look around.
Well, what in the name of heaven do you expect to find?
Hopefully nothing. I just want to make sure that nobody's been here.
Well, you're serious. You really believe somebody might try to kill me, Stan?
Fanny, you just stay behind me as we go up the stairs and keep your head down. Now, let's see. Where's your bedroom? Right or left from the top of the landing?
Across from it. There it is.
Down! Get down!
Oh, you hurt.
Oh, not bad.
Oh, my goodness.
I dropped him, all right. Honey?
Yes?
Call the police.
Of course.
Well, what do you want me to do? Shoot myself? I can't pay you, Frank. I haven't got a cent. You know that.
You have the bonds.
I have to return them.
or we lose the old woman's account.
You've lost it. Didn't Davis's wife say you'd never get it back?
That bird brain.
Keep the bonds. You'll still have $100,000.
And the firm will fire me. If they get rid of me, maybe they can hold the account. If the old woman hadn't given us the slip. What's happening with that hoodlum you staked out in her house?
He's still there. When she returns home, he'll take care of her. But you keep the bonds.
Yes, Evelyn.
Who? Bill Davis' brother. Well, I suppose so. Yes, send him in.
I'll push along. I can't stand tearful scenes.
Come in, Mr. Davis.
I'll be here for the news conference, Bert.
Don't leave, Mr. Turner. Do you mind if I sit down?
No. Go ahead. You look pretty pale.
Well, I just had a .32 slug removed from my shoulder.
What?
I'll come to that. You'd better sit down, too, Mr. Wall. You're pretty deep in debt, aren't you?
What business is that of yours?
A motive for murder?
Now, look, Davis, I'm
busy
and I
can't... You have stock on margin that you're going to lose.
Who gave you that information?
And your house is so heavily mortgaged, the bank will foreclose unless you pay them something. Your yacht...
Get out of here. Frank, help me throw him out.
I wouldn't try. See this? I used it once today. Oh, and I can assure you I know how to use a gun. Now then, Wall, you were desperate. You stole the bonds, attempted to murder my brother.
He fell off my boat. Now, what do you mean, attempted to murder your brother?
Just let me show you. Okay, come on in.
Hello, Mr. Wall.
Good Lord.
Frank Turner drugged the drink he served to Bill, and the two of you dropped him overboard.
Prove it.
That might be hard to prove, but not what almost happened to me. Tell him, Stan.
Well, you also planned to murder Mrs. Paul. Your hitman was waiting for her to return home, but I went in with her. He fired and hit me, but I shot him twice. Before he died, he confessed. That was your boy, Mr. Turner.
Who are you? How did you get all that information about me?
Department of Justice, Federal. Any other questions? All right, Carol. You can bring in the police.
Shall I tell Mr. Wall what I'm planning to do, William?
Sure. He'll like it.
William is replacing you here as a partner, dear Mr. Wall. And I am leaving my account with the firm.
And so, one evil deed begets another. Greed planted a seed that grew into an attempted homicide and then into another. We tell lies, some for convenience, some for advantage, and we don't give them much thought. What they rob you of, however, is a little bit of integrity, and if too much of it is eroded, you begin to lose a sense of value. Eventually, deception will hurt you more than the person deceived. More when I return shortly.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, it relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip. And it has added strength.
You mean added strength sign-off?
Exactly.
Added strength sign-off tablets give you pure aspirin plus 50% more sinus drainer.
To help sinus pain while you drain.
Right, and more sinus dryer for post-nasal drip.
Added strength sign-off.
The sinus medicine in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F. Sign-off.
We're building a team, and we want you on that team. This is Cliff Robertson, and we're talking about a nationwide team fighting to win the big one. Victory over our number one health problem, mental illness. The team is your mental health association. The objectives, more and better services, improved attitudes, a better appreciation for good mental health, which affects us all. It's a big job, and we can't just assume it will get done. We need you as a member now. Call your mental health association today.
Shakespeare's line, "To thine own self be true," is so well known it has whiskers on it. But you can't deceive yourself, and that's the person you have to live with. You've heard he's a born liar, and I know a few more. What about him? Even if he tells the truth, he won't be believed. Too bad, because what he has to say might save a life, might make you rich, even prevent a war. Our cast included Don Scardino, E.B. Juster, Bob Dryden, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Oh, there are the Ledgers. I've got to greet them. Get some champagne. You've got to drink to our 25th anniversary.
Well, I'll drink to that. I'll get some for us, Miriam. You circulate.
I don't remember who was there that night, what we ate or drank, or when we got home. All I could think of were those fantastic earrings of Helene's. I simply had to have them. It wasn't just a case of admiration. It was physical. I had to have those earrings the way a starving man has to have food. I knew Helene wouldn't dream of giving them to me or even selling them to me. I had to think of a way of getting them, because those earrings had to be mine.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Is a burglar's best friend. That's why a house that's not well lit is ripe for picking. So keep a couple of lights on when you're away from home. Or get a timer that will turn your lights on automatically at different times each night. Commonwealth Edison knows that keeping your home safe and secure can be a problem. But it's less of a problem when you shed some light on it.
We're working for you.
CBS News. More trouble on the African continent involving two countries with serious problems, Rhodesia and South Africa. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Mozambique, a neighbor of Rhodesia, says that Rhodesian troops have crossed the border for the second time this month and that fighting is still going on between troops of both nations. Mozambique claims the Rhodesians brought heavy artillery, armored cars, bombers, and helicopters, and that homes and a bridge have been bombed. 3 weeks ago, Rhodesia sent troops into Mozambique, which the Salisbury government claims is used by black guerrillas as a staging area for raids into Rhodesia. In South Africa, blacks rioted in two segregated townships Friday. Police report they shot and killed six people, wounded 33, and arrested 278. A wave of looting and arson seemed to be directed at government buildings. More news in a moment.
When you've decided to buy a microwave oven, wouldn't it be nice if there was an easy way to be sure you're getting the right one? There is. Just go to your Amana retailer and see a demonstration of the fabulous Amana Touchmatic Radar Range, the first microwave oven with a memory. The Amana Touchmatic Radar Range can take foods from the freezer to the table, simple as 1, 2, 3. Because Amana's Touchmatic Radar Range remembers how long to defrost, then remembers exactly how long to cook. And after it calls you for dinner, the timer even remembers and displays the time of day. And just look at these other performance and convenience features. Stainless steel interior, big enough for a family-sized turkey. Cookmatic Power Shift lets you choose the cooking speed you need. 675 watts of cooking power cooks almost everything in 1/4 the usual time with 50 to 75% less energy than a conventional electric range. That's energy saving. The Amana Touchmatic Radar Range. Once you see it in action, you'll know it's the one for you.
Army officials Friday night rebuked a three-star general who made a speech in West Germany saying he thought the United States would become involved in a war between China and the Soviet Union. Lieutenant General Don A. Starry was called to the Pentagon for a meeting with Chief of Staff Bernard Rogers and Army Secretary Clifford Alexander. They issued a statement saying such remarks on obviously sensitive topics without prior clearance was a lapse in good judgment. General Starry has been nominated to full general, but Senator Gary Hart, Democrat of Colorado, wants that held up pending study by the Armed Services Committee. Hart says no one is trying to muzzle the general.
I don't think the issue is one of freedom of speech. There is another constitutional principle that's equally valid and important, and that is civilian control of the military. It's been a long tradition in this country, for 200 years, in fact, that military officers did not involve themselves in domestic politics or even international politics, for that matter, and that's been a principle that the military services have followed very, very carefully for two centuries.
The House has passed a bill to bar the use of federal funds to help pay for abortions. Republican Henry Hyde of Illinois, the sponsor, was asked what the chances are for passage in the Senate.
I believe there are more pro-life senators over there now than last time, but I am not confident that we have a majority, and it's just difficult to predict. This time we have the president and we have the secretary of HEW both supporting the position that I hold. And I hope that they will exercise their influence in the Senate to tip the scales.
Another congressman, Democrat Lewis Stokes of Ohio, says a ban on abortions would have adverse effects in some particular classes.
I think that it affects mostly the poor, and particularly minorities, because they are a large part of America's poor. And this doesn't stop abortions in America. What it does, it relegates that poor woman to the illegal abortion that we thought was done and over with once and for all in this country.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it has found traces of the suspected cancer chemical PPB in New York and New Jersey. The chemical was discovered near two plants in Bayonne and Sayreville, New Jersey, and near a plant in Staten Island, New York. It was the first reported discovery of the contaminant in the vicinity of manufacturing plants. Prime Minister Liam Cosgrave of Ireland has conceded defeat in that country's national elections. Voters were in an anti-government mood when they ousted Cosgrave and voted in former Premier Jack Lynch. Now this.
If your child throws away the ones you made today, send one dirty dad. Kids eat it up. If he eats the bologna and throws the bread away, send one dirty dad.
There are cheaper breads, but they're not always as fresh and soft the way kids like bread.
When sending lunch to camp, a pool like this, your summer's rule, send Wonder. Kids eat it up.
Try Wonder buns and rolls, too.
Honey,
mm-hmm.
Let's invite the Adams over for bridge tonight.
Not on your life. They cheat.
Oh, but they'll bring along their Fetters pickup air conditioner, and we can put it in our living room window.
Okay, they cheat a little.
Don't cheat yourself out of the cool this year. Pick up a compact Fetters pickup. It's rotary-powered and so portable you can take it almost anywhere. And since it's so easy to put in a window, you can leave it where you're staying or take it where you're going. Pick up a Fetters pickup today.
Speaking in San Francisco, Vice President Walter Mondale says Israel should not be asked to withdraw from occupied territory unless its Arab neighbors agree to genuine peace in the Middle East. Mondale also said that a Palestinian homeland should be associated with Jordan. Palestinian leaders have been demanding their own state. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.